Hello, this is Raymond from the Credit Pros, a certified credit repair specialist. Whom do I have the pleasure to speak with today?
This is
Hi,
Joyce
Raymond.
Kelly.
This
I've
is
been trying.
Precious. This is Precious Raymond from Seek Capital, and my agent ID is PV, that is Papa Victor 410. And I'm on the line right now with my business client, which is Joyce Kelly, and her first name is Joyce, Joyce, and her last name is Kelly, Kelly, and her phone number is 712-339-0248. You got it?
Got it here. Thank you.
All right. So actually, Raymond, I've already transferred Joyce last week over to you, and she's now interested in getting her credit fixed, so she would like to have a call with you.
Actually, it was me, the person that she spoke with a couple of days ago. I don't know if you remember me, Joyce. Raymond here.
Yes, I've actually been trying to get a hold of you the last couple days. The last couple
Wow.
days.
Small
So,
world. You know, what are the odds? All right, thank you for the transfer. I appreciate it. I'll take care of it. Care with Joyce here. Thank you.
Okay, have a great day.
All
I'll
right.
jump off for the call now, Joyce. Have a great day also.
Thank you.
You too. Thank you, Precious.
All right. So Joyce, how's it going? How are you? It's a pleasure to speak with you again.
Yes, I've actually been trying to get a hold of you the last couple of days. You said that we could get my credit repair stuff started for $12.95,
Right.
and so I got that money put into my account so that I could get that started because and I also screenshotted my bills from Verizon so that all my debit card payments
I
show on
remember
there
that.
so that we could maybe
Have Experian Boost taken care of and kick in as well. Boost up your credit score. And you know, perfect timing because your credit score gets updated once every month at the beginning of every month. So to have that, have you getting started with us today gives us this week to get everything moving forward. So by next week, your score should have a great boost on it, because of the update that it's going to get, which is going to be positive. All right. So Joyce, yes, as you mentioned, it's the pers would you like for me to explain the packet once again or go over the details with you? Any questions that
No,
you have for me?
You had said that it would be $12.95 to get started,
Right.
and then you said it would be $79 a month after that is keep working with you. And then you had said if I could get my Verizon bill into you so we could get
Right.
those positive payments listed into my thing. So I
Correct.
screenshotted all those, which is why I wanted to. I don't know if you need me to text those to you or whatever.
We're
The
actually going to.
bill is in Jeff's name, but
Okay.
the credit card payments on there or debit card payments are mine.
Okay. All right, so we're gonna have you upload that picture to your client portal once we got you all set up and get that going with Experian Boost for you. Now, for the $12.95, is that a Visa, MasterCard, Discovery card? What kind of card do you have?
It's a Visa debit card actually from my bank.
Okay, Visa debit card. Go right ahead with the numbers there, the 16 digits and the expiration date, please.
5112. Forty-five twenty. 1019. 4014. 4 and 26.
Okay.
And the CVC or whatever they call it is 170.
170. Yeah, I actually tried to call you myself earlier this morning, well, like 2 hours ago. And I don't know if it was too early, but it just kept sending me straight to your voicemail for some reason. Like you were not like on a s area where you were getting service or something. I'm not sure. But yeah, I try to call you back myself as well. Now, Joyce, one more thing here. There is a family plan promotion going on in your area in which you can get someone else enrolled with you for free. So no additional cost to get someone else on the file. It's two for the price of one in the first 45 days. Did you have someone else that you would like to help out? Or just yourself?
Well, I could probably do it either way. I mean, Jeff isn't here right now. He just left to go fishing.
Okay.
And literally, we went and Precious checked his credit score. The only thing that was on there that really showed late was a Discover card that is completely paid off.
Okay.
So I don't even know why that's even on there anymore. But his credit cards were 720, 703, and 681. And we're trying to do this business together. So if we could get his, maybe we could
definitely
get him high enough. But he's not here, although I do have power of attorney over his finances.
Okay.
It's okay if I give you that information.
Yeah, that's perfect. Let's go ahead and get his information and take advantage of the opportunity we have in front of us. I mean, it's nothing but good results, so it's going to benefit the both of you. So his first name, is it just Jeff, J-E-F-F, or is it Jeffrey?
Jeffrey, J-E-F-F-R-E-Y.
R-E-Y, okay. Is there a middle name I should put on file?
Scott. S-C-O-T-T.
S. Okay. E-O-T-T. And his last name as well, please.
Dennis. D-E-N-N-I-S.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you. I'll be using the same address. And just to confirm it, it's 211 Avenue B, as in boy, Lake Park, Iowa.
Mine is, yes. Iowa, yeah.
All right,
that's my address, yeah.
Okay. Is it okay if I use the same address for him?
No, his address is 1668.
Okay, just a sec, 1668. What?
225th Place. I had to stop and think of the address, sorry.
That's fine, no worries. So 225th Place, and what's the zip?
Yeah. And that's Spirit Lake, Iowa.
Do you know the zip code by any chance?
No. 51360.
Okay, thank you. Spirit Lake, it came up. Good. Now, what's his cell phone number?
His number, 712-330-4352.
Okay. And do you happen to have an email for him by any chance, or should I just use text messages with him?
Just use text messages with him. I mean, I could give it to you, but his email is like so messed up because when Verizon helped him set it up, they put an extra E in his name, and it's like, you know, yeah.
A mess.
Just send him text. I mean, I think his phone is here, I think. I don't think he could get it anyway, but either way.
Okay. No worries then. We'll use text messages. I think that'll be more reliable in his case. And what's his date of birth?
Yeah. 7/30/70.
Mm-hmm. All right. Great. And the last thing is his social security number. I'm ready for it when you are.
483-74. 9087.
9087. Okay.
9087.
Okay. Right. I'm running his score now. We have to go through the authentication process. I'm sure that you're aware of everything going on credit-wise with him. So that should not be an issue answering them, right? It states here that Jeff may have opened a mortgage loan in May of 2018. Do you know if that's correct or incorrect?
No, that's correct.
That's correct. Okay. Was that through Independent Realty Capital, Northwest Bank, Fifth Third Bank?
Yes.
First Bankers Mortgage?
Yes.
Which one?
Yeah, it's through Northwest Bank.
Northwest. Okay. Thank you. Okay, what about a home equity line of credit type loan in April of 2022?
Yes.
That's
because
correct as well. Okay.
In order to buy his truck.
Okay, and that was through Northwest Bank as well?
Get away from her and leave her
alone.
Okay, thank you. All right. According to our records, you currently own or have owned in the past one of the following vehicles: Chevrolet Chevelle, Mercedes-Benz, Chrysler 200, Kia Forte. Okay, no worries. I'll hang on for you.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, that's my grandson. Sorry. He did what?
Okay, so it states here that he may have owned or currently owns one of the following vehicles: Kia Forte, Chrysler 200, Chevrolet Chevelle, Mercedes Benz, or none of the above.
Go through those vehicles again.
Okay, so Kia
he does
Forte.
Own a Chevrolet Chevelle. He does
Chevelle.
He owns a 72 Chevy Chevelle, yeah.
Oh, it's a beautiful car.
I just have it registered in my brain, yeah. Yeah, he's trying to sell it.
Really? How much is he looking for it?
Yeah.
Do you know?
He wanted originally 15. I think originally he wanted 15. Or no, he originally wanted 17, but I think he's down to like 15 or 15.5.
Wow.
He just wants to get it sold because he just doesn't have time for it anymore. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, it needs someone to drive it. I mean, those are cars to be driven.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
of the following?
It needs to be. Go ahead. Let's just finish this.
Okay, so sorry.
It needs to be drove all the time, not just parked in a garage.
That's right. Yeah. Okay. And everything is working good on it? Like, no issues? You can just jump in and drive? Or
no, it's it's completely restored.
Wow.
The only thing that isn't completely done on it is if somebody wanted to repaint it, but
okay. You got me thinking about this, to be honest with you.
Well, you
I don't know
my
if
phone
I
number you think about
yeah.
that
yeah
you
I love
me
classics.
On your personal cell if you want pictures. I'll send them to you.
Oh man, I really hope
anyway.
That the quality department is not listening to this call, because it's forbidden for me to keep any information from you. But wow, okay. Hey, I can keep you on my notes on my computer at least, and text back and forward with you if we need to. So thank you.
Okay, that works.
That works. For allowing me. Okay. All right. So the last question, which of the following is a current or previous employer? Bell Atlantic, Tile Masters, DNR, Quality Cleaning Services, or none of the above?
The DNR.
DNR. Okay. Thank you. That should give us access to his score. Let's see what's going on with it. Yeah, it's a good update as well. Okay, so Jeffrey's credit score is at 703, so it's in good condition. There is negative items on here. Nothing major. Just three minor delinquent accounts. Those are usually late payments in which you might have fallen behind on a few days, a week, a couple of weeks. When you catch up to them, the creditors don't really bother to remove the negative remark from that credit report. And that's the issue you guys are having. So getting that off will give it a slight boost and allow it to grow at a much faster rate as well. So it's going to be really good. Honestly, those negatives are very easy to get off of your report. So that's always a plus.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah,
I'd
like to get those off of there for him because, go ahead.
You guys got that business. And joined with 700 credit scores, you guys are going to be doing great.
Yeah, like I said, I'd like to get these fixed good enough so that I can get this funding, within the week.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'd like to get this business going. So that I have a way to make money and be able to pay all of my bills too.
Right. That's right. You got that hustler mentality, I would say. That's where you want to be. Yeah. All right. So, Miss, as mentioned, it's the prosperity package. So Jeffrey's going to have his own benefits, even though we're getting you guys both enrolled together. So he will get his own loan options, credit card options, is going to have unlimited disputes for himself, his own credit advisor, Experian Boost, in which the bills he pays or are under his name, we can have them reflected with Experian to boost up his credit score. So the same thing you're getting, he's going to be getting for his own. As mentioned before, it's two for the price of one in the first 45 days. So it's $12.95 for the both of you together. Not each one of you guys. It's for you both. The next payment, it's going to be $119 for the both of you as well. Not each one of you guys. It's for you together. And if you guys are still working with us after the first 45 days, it's going to be $160 for the both of you. But you can remove him from the account before that happens, because as mentioned, he doesn't really need that much work from us. We should be done within the first turnaround process. So if you do that, if you make that change, it's going to go back to normal pricing for you for $79 just for yourself from that point on, for as long as you work with us.
Okay.
Remember, no contracts, no obligations, no hidden fees for you to worry about, all right?
Okay, yep.
Awesome. So I just need to go over our credit card disclosure. We need your authorization in order to process an initial payment of $12.95 to be charged today. Standard procedure dictates that cards resulting in a decline will be subject to a reattempt for enrollment. We will not overdraft your account if the funds are not available. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I'm going to say this. I put in enough money to pay $12.95 once. I can't pay a second one of those.
That's it. Nothing else
so
is going to be
true. I'll let you know that ahead of time.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. So we
just
should be good to go.
$12.95 is all I can do.
Mm-hmm. And
yeah,
to confirm
payment, $12.95.
Right. Just to confirm the address on file here, that's the billing address associated with your card, right?
Yeah, 211 Avenue B West.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you. Let me process it through. We should be good to go. Okay. Okay, awesome. Welcome to the Credit Pros. It's a pleasure to have you on board. We're all good to go. You should be receiving an email and a text message here shortly from us. While we wait for that to come in, grab a paper and pen. I'm going to give you our customer service phone number.
I got a paper and pen.
Okay, so the number for customer service is 973 233 4388.
Is that going to show up on my phone as customer service?
I'll send it to you via text message so that you can have a copy of it as well if you want me to. I'll do that right now.
But when you called me this morning, when you called me this morning, that was you. It came up as customer service on my phone, and I'm like, customer service for who? And then so I didn't answer it because I had no idea who it was. Okay,
it happens.
I'll change that. I'll when I go in there. I'll put in there. I'll put your name, and then I'll put credit pro so that I know who I talked to.
Awesome. All right. Sounds good. Now, we're all good to go. Check your email for me. See if you've received anything from us just yet.
The Credit Pros.
Mm-hmm. So the email should say, welcome to the Credit Pros. Yep. Okay. And where it says access your client portal, there is a link. Can you click on that link for me?
Yep.
Okay.
And I just got the text message too.
Okay. The text message is the customer service phone number, which I just sent you.
Yeah.
Okay. You see here. Okay. So once...
Here.
Okay, it's going to take a second or a minute to load. It's pretty much what we talked about that you will be looking at. You're more than welcome to read through it. Take your time. We are not in a hurry. When you're done, go to the bottom, hit agree and sign, and then next step.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I just got to get in there. The Credit Pros. Okay, now I put in my email, right, for the username. Oh, wait, I didn't have to.
It should be said. So confirm that your information is correct, that there was no mistakes.
Okay. Okay, well, it says initial action plan $119, but then is that just that standard? I mean, because you told me 79, so I'm just verifying.
Right. It's going to go back down to $79 here for you because of your disability. All you would have to do is send a document, a statement, or an award letter from Social Security in which it states that you're getting disability, and it'll be honored for you, as I mentioned.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. And now it says personal information, select a password.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So create the password. I know it needs to be 8 characters, nothing less. It needs to have a capital letter, a number, and a special sign on it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. When you get to the part where you see the accounts in your credit report, negatives and positives, let me know. That's where I need to get your advisor on the line for you, to get the action plan created, go over those details, and pretty much get you moving forward.
I'm just trying to get my, got my password, next step.
Mm-hmm.
That's my address, City Lake Park.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they got it in there already. Yeah, I had another guy call me back today.
Mm-hmm.
Said he was telling me everything he could do to help me get a loan and whatever. And he goes, but what I need to do first, he says, is tell you about how we do this. And then when he told me how he did it, and I said, and how much is all of that? He goes, we charge $10,000. And I just like,
what?
Whatever. I was just like, yeah. So I'm like, you sound like you work more for businesses than people. But any, okay. So, anyway, okay, I got it. It's pulled up here.
You see the accounts in your report, right?
Yeah.
Okay, okay. So hang on right there for me. I'm going to get the advisor on the line. The both of you are going to go over those details here. Select the ones that we need to dispute from your credit report. I'm also going to have the advisor give you a rundown on the app, the benefits that we talked about. So you're going to get started with the loan options and credit card options right away. You would have to do the same process with Jeffrey, or if you like, I can schedule for the advisor, his advisor, to call him at a good time. It's up to you.
No, I should be able to do it.
Okay, okay. So he received the same text email that you got. He received it in a text message on his cell phone. If you have his cell phone, you can actually do it right away.
Okay, I think he must have taken his cell phone with him this time.
Okay.
He usually leaves it here.
Okay. No worries. Do it whenever you're ready. And right now, just let's concentrate on you right now and get this taken care of. Before you speak to your advisor, I'm going to transfer you over to ACE. It is our automated system. It's going to verify that I entered your information correctly. It's a quick 2-minute recording. At the end of the audio, you'll get the instruction to press the number 1 and speak to your advisor as well. So,
okay.
It was a pleasure speaking with you. You're in great hands. God bless. Take care and stay safe.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you,
you
miss.
Too.
Bye-bye now. All righty. Bye.